It turns out that any periodic signal, no matter how complicated, can be broken up into a sum of sine waves. And, you know, even something as sharp and square as this. This is a nice periodic wave. It just doesn't look very much like anything you're likely to see in nature because it drops very sharply between two values, stopping hardly at all, you know, in between, but then repeats itself periodically. So let's show how this works. So you can start with a sine wave which at least has the right amplitude and the right period. Okay? So this is the right amplitude and the right period. But then you have to try to, you know, make this come down a little sharper here and make square this off a little bit in the middle, and you might do that by adding in a lower amplitude wave of twice the period. And if you add these two together, you start to get something like that. Right? So this is now the descent and the ascents here are starting to get a little sharper, and this is not square by any means, but, you know, it's flattened out a little bit if you look at it from a distance. And then you can just repeat this. You take another higher frequency, lower amplitude wave, add that in, and, you know, you keep doing this after a while, and it begins to look like the square wave that we had. All right, so there's this whole synthetic part of this science where you say, okay, here's the wave I want to represent. How can I represent it as a sum of sine waves? Because that's ultimately what we know how to communicate. This is called Fourier analysis. And exactly as what as we just saw, that's the sort of one slide explanation of Fourier analysis. The higher the frequencies that you have access to, the more accurately you can represent the periodic wave that you're trying to represent, right? Low frequencies are good for getting the general shape of the wave. You need high frequencies to really, you know, get it precisely represented. Higher frequencies and, generally speaking, you know, lower amplitude, softer. The higher frequency components give greater accuracy. Here's what the next one would look like. You know, this is now where it's getting to be, you know, very high frequency. That's five times the frequency of the wave that we started with. All right. So high frequencies are needed to get accuracy of the representation of the sound wave. And now we're really talking just about sound now, just for the sake of argument here. But you know, the sound is like, you know, Beethoven, right? We imagine we're trying to actually get Beethoven, the violin strings, which are, you know, beautiful, purely analog, or a human voice. How do we get this represented accurately in terms of the sum of sine waves?